Welcome to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am your host, Elizabeth Benton Thompson. If you want to create change in any area of your life, you're in the right place. Together, we'll explore the strategies and tools I've used to lose over 100 pounds, pay off $130,000 in debt, and become a multiple seven-figure business owner. I've supported more than 3,000 women to levels of execution and fulfillment they didn't know were possible. Together, we'll break your past patterns and eliminate the appeal of your excuses so you can get consistent, stay consistent, create the results you want, and enjoy the journey. Let's get started. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton, believe it or not. I know my voice sounds a little strange. I have a little bit of an upper respiratory thing going on. So we got to do this anyway. We're going to do this anyway. I really want to do this because I want to talk today about insecurity. So you'll just have to forgive the Darth Vader breathing and making it sound like I'm holding my nose. It sort of feels that way. But yeah, about a month ago, I posted on social media about some of my personal tools for insecurity, because I feel it. It is real. And not just in one area. At times I feel insecure about my personality, I guess is the best way to put it. People are always surprised to hear this. I am a serious introvert, like really, really introverted. And sometimes I feel insecure about that, especially when I'm in social settings and I see people who are very social with ease. And I think sometimes too, because of what I do when it's professional settings, often there's an expectation that I'm going to be very like sociable. And I certainly can be, but it's not comfortable for me. So I can feel insecure about that. I feel insecure about my body at times. And we had come back from Cabo. We went to Cabo in November. Me, Roman, Chris, it was an Amari trip. And I was just thinking about it a lot because in that situation, there are a lot of successful people who are outgoing, who know each other very well. And that's just not my scene at all. At all. On top of it, you know, it's Cabo. So everybody's in bathing suits. And I've been very upfront about the fact that I have not lost the weight that I gained when I was pregnant with Dagny. And then I got pregnant with Roman pretty much right away and didn't gain as much weight with Ro as I did with Dagny. But there's certainly an insecurity about my body, my postpartum body. I know everybody has moments of that. It might not be physical for some people, and for other people, it's entirely physical. For some people, it could be about relationship status or relationship quality or perception of relationship quality, or it could be about money or rank, achievements, you name it. I see it a lot in the business world, people feeling insecure that, you know, their business isn't as big or as successful, or they don't have as many followers and this, that, and the other thing. So what I did in this post was share some of the tools that I use for insecurity, and I wanted to share them here on the podcast because so many of you reached out to me after that post, and I don't know, I just think we all need to hear it often. We need to hear it often. When I am feeling insecure, and it does not matter what that insecurity is about. It does not matter. One of the first tools that I go to is evaluating what I have at the center of the story. In that moment when I'm feeling insecure, what have I put at the center of the story? I'll give you an example. When we were in Cabo, in this particular group, there's a lot of people that are just like so stylish and well-dressed, and they bring a million different outfits, and they got three changes of clothes every day. And I felt like by the second day, everything I brought had like baby spit up on it, or, you know, remnants of whatever we were feeding Roman that morning, you know, you name it. And on top of the fact that I was not feeling good about my body, and I'm getting dressed one morning and I'm like, oh my gosh, I don't want to be here. I don't want to do this. And in that moment, I was like, what do I have at the center of the story when I'm feeling this way? I had me. and my thoughts about me at the center of the story. I had my body at the center of the story. And that's fine. There's nothing wrong with that, unless it's not working for you. And sometimes we don't realize that there are other things we can put at the center of the story. So we got a cabana by the pool pretty much every day because I wanted to have a place to keep baby in the shade. And on the first day there, I was like, ugh, I do not want to walk from the cabana to the pool in my bathing suit, get out of the water, walk to, you know, those kinds of things that go on in my head. And I was like, you know, I can put other things at the center of the story. I can put swimming in Cabo with my baby at the center of the story. This moment that, you know, the last time I was on a trip to Mexico, I was pregnant with Dagny. Actually, not the last time, but the second to last time I was on a trip, I was pregnant with Dagny. I would give anything to be able to play in the water with her. And that is an experience I will never have. So I'm not going to rob this experience with Roman because of my insecurities. So if I put Roman at the center of the story, if I put making memories at the center of the story, if I put just about anything else at the center of the story, I feel different. When I have me or my body or my thoughts about my body at the center of the story, it doesn't feel very good. That doesn't mean I can't have that perspective. It doesn't mean that it's wrong or that it's bad. It's just not always helpful. And when we put something else at the center of the story, we feel differently. So in those moments of insecurity, I'm asking myself, what do I have at the center of the story? There were some social things. And honestly, it's like my least favorite thing in the world to go be in a big group and it have the expectation of being like social and chatting. And, you know, one of those things where like you know some people and you don't know a lot of people and everybody's talking. I hate those kinds of situations. I'm very much a one-on-one, a two-on-two kind of person. Big groups, I would just rather stay home. And so as I'm going into these things and I'm sort of in my mind catching that I'm dreading it, I'd rather be just about anywhere doing just about anything else. And I asked myself, what do I have at the center of the story? And once again, I had me and my personality at the center of the story. I'm thinking about it all in terms of like, I don't like these things. I prefer other things. What if I don't know what to say? I hate small talk. I don't know these people. What if I put something else at the center of the story? I could put other people at the center of the story. And you know what? This is an opportunity to connect with other people. This is an opportunity to grow because when we're outside of our comfort zone, that's what can happen. What if I put somebody I haven't seen in a while that's going to be at that thing at the center of the story? And you know what? I'm going to find a way to connect with that person. I want to get to know this person better. A lot of times it's just not having yourself at the center of the story when it comes to insecurity. That's not to say that selfishness is bad. I don't think it is. I think it has its role. But when it's debilitating or when it's making us miserable or it's causing us to miss out on things, just know that you can always put something else at the center of the story. And more often than not, when we are insecure, we're just not taking advantage of that opportunity to put something else at the center of the story. When I think about people in business and they're comparing, my business isn't as big, my email list, my following, my launches, whatever, what do you have at the center of the story? Again, you and lack. Well, what if you put gratitude at the center of the story? What if you put the opportunity to learn from other people who might be further along than you are at the center of the story? There is always something else. And guys, you've probably figured this out. This is not a tool that just applies to insecurity. I use it as my first line of defense in insecurity, but you can check this when you're angry. You can check this when you're jealous. You can check this anytime. What do I have at the center of the story? The second tool that I use for moments when I'm feeling insecure about anything is evaluating what I'm focused on. It's a focus before it's a feeling. And this is like a different shade of the first one. It is a focus before it is a feeling. So the feeling of insecurity only comes after the focus. So I only feel insecure when I focus on what I don't like about my body. All right. It is a focus before it's a feeling. Your insecurity about your income only comes when there is a focus on what you feel like you don't have financially or where you feel like you should be financially. It is a focus before it's a feeling. And that becomes so powerful when we realize that all we need to do if we want to feel differently is have a different focus. So when I am focused on the fact that I feel like my pregnancy weight went to my arms and my legs, like, you know, hips, thighs, butt, and arms, if I focus on that, the feeling of insecurity can stem from it. But if I focus on my laugh, my smile, my ability to connect with people in small settings, or if I focus on something totally different, if I focus on how grateful I am to have Roman, or how blessed I am to be able to travel, or all the power that I have to create change and all the changes that I have successfully made in my life, when that is a focus, you get a very different feeling. All you have to do if you want to shift out of that feeling is take a different focus. And you might have to play around with this. You might have to see, you know, what really resonates with you and what doesn't resonate with you. Something like gratitude might not work for you in some situations. That's okay. Keep trying. Keep trying. When I think about, somebody messaged me the other day and there was a little bit of like a jealousy situation. You know, I've been working on my business for just as long as this person's been working on their business. And it just seems like they're moving at such a faster pace. That is a focus first. And then the feeling of not good enough, the feeling of insecurity, the feeling of any of those negative things comes from that focus. So you can instead change the focus to, I wonder what I could learn from that person. How can I turn this aspirational feeling into an opportunity to say, what's one thing that they're doing that I'm not doing? What's one thing that I could take from their playbook? It's always a focus before it's a feeling. When I go into those social situations, the feeling of dread, the feeling of insecurity only comes from the focus. So as soon as I change my focus, and that could be to what we're going to do tomorrow, or it could be a different perspective on the situation that I'm in or that I'm going into, any of the above, when you change your focus, you change how you feel. I wrote about this at length in Tools for the Trenches because after our daughter died, I had a lot of anger. Really, probably I would say after the first few months, I had a lot of anger develop kind of downstream a little bit. And it was so powerful when I realized that that anger started as a focus. And when I change my focus, I feel very differently. So when I focus on one person in particular and what they said or what they didn't do, how they, you know, let me down or whatever, the feeling stems from that. But I can change my focus. And I can focus on the amazing thing that this one person did or said, or the way that we were supported by these people and those people. It is always a focus first. And that is very, very true for insecurity. When I have those moments where I'm feeling insecure about my body or about myself in any way, I can change the focus. And when I do change the focus, I change the feeling. The third thing that I use as a tool in moments of insecurity is asking myself what matters most and am I acting like it? So I have this moment where I'm like, oh my gosh, I don't want to take off my cover up and walk to the pool. You know, all these people that I know or that know me. What matters most and am I acting like it? What people think of my body does not matter most. But in that moment, I'm not acting like it. In that moment, what matters most is the opportunity to make a memory with my kiddo. So what would it look like to act like that matters most? So when I'm going into a social situation, and I've got one coming up, my husband's work's Christmas party. you know, I hear the date for those things, and I often go very quickly into like, oh my gosh, I don't want to go. What matters most, and am I acting like it? My family, my marriage, my relationships matter most. So what would it look like to act like it? That would mean, for me personally, that Chris doesn't hear me, oh my gosh, here we go. I know we have your party coming up. Oh, I don't want to go. Do I have to go? How long do we have to stay? If I am really acting like relationships and my marriage and my family matter most, he's not going to hear those things from me. He is going to have me go with him with a great attitude and a perspective of wanting to get quality time with him and make some memories with him, because he's a great time when you go to a party, you know? What matters most, and am I acting like it? Guys, these tools are not going to serve you because you heard me say them on a podcast. You have to use them. The next time you're feeling insecure, what do you have at the center of the story? It's a focus before it's a feeling. Can you change your focus? What matters most, and are you acting like it? And then the last one that I use in moments of insecurity is to remind myself that I create my results. So whatever it is that I don't like, I can improve it. I can change it. When I'm beating myself up for my body, my arms are too big, my butt's too big, whatever, I create my results. So what am I going to do to change that? When I'm feeling insecure about not being comfortable in social situations, I remind myself what I need in order to feel more comfortable is to be in these social situations, but be in them with a mindset of wanting to get better and do better and connect and show up differently. Because if I just go into it with the same sort of like, oh my gosh, is it over yet? I'm just going to stand in the corner and not be seen. Then I'm not going to get any better at it. I create my results. What am I going to do today to create that thing that I want, that I feel that is missing and reflected in my insecurity? I create my results. Guys, insecurity is where we start. It is not where we stop. Nobody is stuck with insecurity. Insecurity is a perspective, and it's not a wrong perspective. It's not a bad perspective, but it's not the only perspective. So whatever it is, and again, you can use these things far outside of insecurity, but whatever it is that you're feeling insecure about, what do you have at the center of the story? Remember that it is a focus before it's a feeling. Ask yourself, what matters most, and are you acting like it? And what would it look like to act like it? And then lastly, you create your results. So what are you going to do today? How are you going to use this moment, this situation, to move in that direction? I hope you guys found these helpful. Let me know what you think. Connect with me either in my Primal Potential Facebook group or DM me on Instagram. I would love to know what you think. And now, you guys have been so patient with my voice. I'm going to go rest my voice and hopefully start feeling better. But I hope these tools help you with insecurity, especially as we go into the holidays. But really, they are helpful any day, anytime. Take care, guys. I'll talk to you soon.
Thanks so much for listening to today's show. If you enjoyed it, make sure to take a few seconds to leave a rating and review on whatever platform you're listening. It not only supports the show in a huge way, but it also automatically enters you into our weekly product giveaway. For more tools, tips, and strategies on creating change, check out my first book, Chasing Cupcakes, and follow me on Instagram @ElizabethBenton. Remember, every choice is a chance, and I'll see you next time.